The Quaid Things podcast is brought to you by Shake Music Zine. Get your copy at shakemusiczine.com.
Welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things podcast. We are hanging out at the Howard Johnson suite, you know, living that hotel life.
The Hojo.
The Hojo. Living here in, hanging out here in Lubbock, Texas.
We're living here for a little bit.
Back from Oklahoma for a little bit. We'll see how long until I need to get laid again, and then I'll be back up in fucking Okie land. But for now, I'm chilling with some of my favorite dudes. Copper Chief. What up, dudes?
In the house.
Yeah. All right, we'll start on this side. Everybody go around, introduce yourselves so that we can put your name in context to everybody talking.
Hi, my name's Hungry, and I really want to get this over so I can go eat a steak.
All right.
Also, they call me John.
Sweet.
I'm Rio.
Hi, Rio.
Rio Tripiano. The
Rio Tripiano.
Hey, this is Mike.
And Justin.
Hell yeah. And we got Peanut over here hanging out, looking good in the orange.
Dr. Nut.
Hell yeah.
They call me Dr.
Fucking
Nut.
Stoked that you guys are here playing. I've been saying for a while that you guys need to come play Blue Light. So
We've been agreeing with you.
I know. But the good news, motherfuckers, today's the day.
It's finally happening, Mom.
Actually, we did it yesterday.
Well, yeah, you guys were at Blue Light Dallas. I've still got to make my way over there. But yeah, how was the show? How was the venue, man?
It was good.
It was awesome. Pretty cool place.
Yeah, the new place is pretty high tech. It's spiffy.
And Justin, what do they serve there?
Turkey legs.
They serve turkey legs.
Yeah.
Well, how did that detail elude me?
I don't know, man. We made fun of that.
I thought you were just doing the usual turkey leg.
No, that's what we're talking about.
Too busy staring at the bartender.
This was a real turkey leg.
She was a nice lady.
You were trying to find a beard oil, and I said, "Well, you can get yourself a turkey leg. You ain't gonna, you know, need nothing but that."
Which that would be something you would say normally.
Well, I understand that, but I said it.
We like turkey legs here, Captain Chief.
Turkey legs.
It's how we maintain our manly physiques.
We digress.
I like turkey breasts too.
I like regular breasts.
Any part of the turkey.
Breasts are good.
Turkey neck. It's all good.
Right? I like the beaks.
Not when it's dry though. Breasts aren't good when they're dry.
No, nobody likes dry turkey titties.
I've got dry both. Yeah.
So of course you guys are at Blue Light last night. Blue Light Dallas last night. Y'all are Blue Light here tonight. What are the venues y'all looking to play in? What are some shows on the books right now?
We got coming up that's pretty good.
that we can talk about, not a whole lot.
Well, we've got
I know a lot of people that play at That place is pretty popular.
We've got the Stagecoach Music Fest out in California coming up in April. That's gonna be a burner.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the trip out there and then touring our way back through the desert.
Having fun out in the west, huh?
India, California.
Right now, we're just playing anywhere that'll let us in a like quad state area. Got, I guess at the end of February, we got a big one coming up, a benefit with Whiskey Myers.
Nice.
And then the next day, we're driving to Springfield, Missouri, and then we're driving all the way back from Springfield, Missouri, through the night.
Who are we playing with?
Missouri. I don't know who we're playing with. John Mitre Band.
Oh. The big one, isn't it? The Marshall Tucker one.
No, that's Sioux City.
Oh, Sioux City. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, Sioux City Sarsaparilla?
That's a good
one.
Yeah, and so then we are coming all the way back to Lufkin to play their Bull Ball, which is like their big qualifier rodeo fest.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to put a lot of road time in that weekend.
Yeah. How many miles y'all got on the van now?
A little under 40.
It's not bad.
Maybe a little over
46. It's 46, yeah, because we just changed the oil, and nice. We're gonna need another one at 49.
Right before fitting.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
About tree fitting.
Dude, and I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for you dudes to get here. I was just down the street, so I was just hanging, and then we all pulled in. I saw the trailer go over a speed bump.
Yep.
We all need to run some more rivets in that mug.
You think? Yeah, trailer maintenance is on the short list.
We were just talking the other day about how...
I don't know if we could qualify it as maintenance. It's probably more in the repair category.
Dude, gaff tape and Gorilla Glue can fix a lot of shit.
True.
Just saying.
Yep.
Well.
How'd the trailer get to be that way?
don't know. How did the trailer get to be that way? Is this a tale I'm about to be told?
Trailer trolls.
Trailer trolls.
They come out of the barriers at night and wreak havoc.
Damn, trailer trolls.
They come out of Motel 6 parking lots.
What town is it?
Or truck stop parking lots. That was in Azle.
Because that's the remember that
there was a very tight Motel 6 parking lot.
Somebody else was tight too.
Mm-hmm. No, I was loose, dog.
You don't understand.
Jackknife.
Let's get tight.
That's the way it goes sometimes. But of course, right now, as of the date this podcast is being recorded, Steamboat Music Fest is going on. And last year, you guys were killing it up at Steamboat playing. Because I know you guys weren't on, like, the official cards, but y'all were playing a lot of, like, the supporting gigs, like, around town that was going on.
We're steam noping this year.
That I don't blame you. I am, too. I've been asked very politely to not return, so...
Well, we all know that story. Do your listeners know that story?
Yeah. At least the ones who kind of know.
All six of them.
There's pending charges. There's only so much we can really talk about. I'm just kidding, but it might as well be that way. Shit.
Arson.
I spent almost exactly 365 days, like, filling back in the hole it dug.
My arms are so fucking tired. Played with fire.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
No shit. But, like, when I went this last year, I got to do, you know, I got to see all the cool things that the Dixon, like, you know, Dixon Productions was actually putting on. I didn't get to see any of the supporting stuff, really. Man, what are, like, the shows that are non-Steamboat official things? Like, what's that like up there, man? What was it like playing those shows?
About $100 and free pizza.
I don't know, because it's almost just like another gig. Comparatively, Dixon Productions run such a tight ship.
Yeah.
It's, you know, all on point, on schedule, and it felt just like another crazy weekend on the road with a lot of snow.
I do love Steamboat. There's a lot of things I love about it. But it's also really cold.
Really fucking cold.
And
we just got back from Ireland being really cold.
Yeah.
Well, and we didn't get a bid this year, and, you know, we kind of agreed, hey, you know, if we're not getting official bids and making our money out there, then there's money to be made here.
Exactly.
And we got a great weekend at the Blue Lights now.
Hell yeah.
That and I'm tired of being the couch guy, and thanks so much for letting me stay here, guy.
Yeah. The last two times we went was really haphazard. We just kind of threw it together last minute.
We're going to do it? Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay, yeah. We did it. Oh, shit, we did it.
Like days before. Like 2 days before, actually, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going? Okay.
I don't know. I just remember I had a Yeti cup full of cranberry juice and burn vodka and was stumbling out of the Grand at like 10 in the morning, and you guys roll up and step out of the van. I was like, what's up, guys?
We probably weren't in much better shape than you were.
That's about the last thing I remember, too.
Well, shit, I left Lubbock shit canned, and I woke up in the back seat of the van. We were like just inside of Colorado, and my phone was ringing, and my mom called me and was like, hey, your brother's in the hospital. And your sister-in-law just gave birth. You've got a niece now. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. Like, you know, hey, this is right on. Drank a little more, passed back out, woke up. It's like, we're in fucking, you know, like, we're in Steamboat now. And it just got, I just kept drinking.
Man.
Which will happen. But it was a good time, man. I had a blast other than the snow burn. That was bad, man.
Yeah.
Chronic liver failure is a hell of a drug.
Oh, we're not there yet. We're in acute liver failure now.
Acute.
But so, you know, you already brought it up, man. Ireland, Red Dirt Pub Crawl. What was that like, man?
That was an awesome experience.
It was a pretty great experience. It was cool to go to all the, you know, places you hear about your whole life in Ireland and stuff. And like I said, much like Steamboat, it's windy and cold and wet. There's a lot of walking. Justin did something of significance, but I can't seem to remember what it was.
I got engaged.
Oh, did you?
How'd you do it?
What was his name again?
Jeff.
It's Ron.
Mike McClure.
Yeah.
Old, you got engaged to
Old Mac.
Oh, Jackie Diamond?
Yeah, he played, was it End of the Mystic, and called some guy up that was going to propose.
Yeah, an anonymous.
We're all looking around.
He said, a man here is going to propose tonight.
And we're going to play some pretty background noise.
If he wants to come on stage, let him.
Oh, how awesome would it be if somebody else had walked up there?
Some dude just takes advantage of
the situation. You know, I wasn't going to do it, but this seems like the right time.
The stars have aligned.
Wrecked him right on the Jack Jones.
I need to go say hi to Max, man. I was over at Boo Hatch the other day. My friend Ox is cutting an album up there with Caleb.
Awesome.
And the last podcast that will be out before this one Which you guys listening to this should go back and check out my episode with Caleb Sherdom. He's been
we just spent last Saturday night.
Yeah, we spent Ireland with him and last Saturday.
Down at
Twisted J Live in Stephenville, and we burned half the town down, and then narrowly escaped on Sunday.
Did the same thing again,
dude. Every time I go to Stephenville,
it's a black hole, man.
I know. I was about to say I wind up in a bad way, but I'm not mad about it until after I get home.
Yeah, then you get home and you're like, oh, God, dude.
Everything hurts, but that was awesome.
I get kind of mad about it before we get home because I'm trying to get home.
John is very close, but still in the situation of having to be home on Sundays and wake up and go to work at 8 a.m. on Mondays.
You're still adulting, correct?
Yeah. Pretty hardcore.
Retirement party.
We're going to throw him a retirement party at the end of January, we hope.
Well, heck yeah. Please invite me.
Maybe it'll coincide with my 30th birthday.
No,
I'd hate for you to overshadow me again.
The Dirty 30 retirement
for me.
It's my day.
So what do you do? What is your day job?
I'm an accountant.
Wow.
John runs all of our books too. He's doubly accounted.
As a drummer, he counts to four over and over.
What kind of cake do you want?
Fat free. If I did my taxes, I would ask for your help.
Same. Cheesecake.
I mean, you really got me there. Where do I start? How do I pick cookie cake?
It's manageable with the beard. I like it.
Cookie ice cream cake.
Ooh. Oh, baked Alaska
ice cream cake.
Either way,
ice cream cake.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah,
it's got to be shaped like a snare drum. No,
it's got to be the shape I'm in.
Nice.
That's a song.
For those still unawares, that is a track off of our self-titled debut album, Copper Chief, Copper Chief.
Which is absolutely awesome. Recorded at Melody Mountain Studios.
It was recorded at Boyd Street Studios.
Okay.
Which Ben Hussey and Josh Serrato are the heartbeat of.
The compound.
Yeah. And we recorded out of the compound in the double wide.
We were the last band to record there before we got moved.
And then we did, I think, a round of mixing in the new Melody Mountain studios. We were the last band in the trailer house at the compound.
Rock and roll. Dude, I've been...
And we'll have that forever.
As you should. But fucking, compound parties out in Stephenville used to get fucking wild.
Can you even call those parties anymore? They're...
massacres.
Hold down.
Just... I don't know what you'd call them, but I'm not sure party aptly describes what happened on the compound.
A lot of things have happened. But, of course, now the studio's out at Melody Mountain Ranch, which is, if that's not the fucking home of Central Texas debauchery, I don't know what is.
Larry Chip Taylor Fest.
Dude.
No, I agree.
Well,
it's weird seeing it all empty, going out to the studio and looking out off the grandstand and like being what is going on out there?
In a couple of months, 60,000 people
are going to be screaming and throwing beers. Jeez.
Well, and that's where I got to really know you guys was at LJT. Because I've got my spot back in Shiner. I'm going to leave as many details out as I can for the sake of everybody involved. But I've got my spot out in Shiner, and I like to throw campfire jams. You know, I tell everybody where my shit is. Y'all come by, y'all come play, y'all come hang. And y'all came like every night for the week, man, and loved it, man. It was a great time.
I think it was just more like autopilot. We knew we could find our way back there.
that's fair.
I know.
Because after dark at Larry Joe Taylor, things get hairy.
Quickly. Dude, fucking... Okay, so I got some backlash this last year at LJT. There was this chick... And she was, like, very obviously, like, walk of shaming. And it's, like, not even daylight yet. It's probably 4-something-ish in the morning. And I whipped my phone out because drunk Quaid wanted to whip his phone out. She's got, like, half her clothes on, dragging. Looks like a bath mat. Might have been a folded towel. I don't know. And she's trekking through the woods. And I bust out my best Steve Irwin impression. I'm like, and here we have the Larry Joe Taylor Fest mud cricket. Notice that's post-coitus depression. And like went on and on. And she turned around and was like, can you fucking stop?
It speaks.
Hey, you got a lot of girls say that to you, don't you, Quaid?
No, it usually is just like no. And I'm taking no for an answer. You know, you've got to get somewhere to be told to stop, you know. But usually it's like stop talking if that's in context. I get that more than anything. Imagine that, right?
I've heard of
folks. I'm sure he's edited this down. We've been here for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, we've been here forever.
Forever.
But Ireland was dope. Man, what was the air travel like, man? Because I've heard that like getting over there.
The way back wasn't that bad. Well, I'd say the way back wasn't that bad. Everybody got sick, so the way back did kind of suck. The way there, I've been to Europe before. I've taken that long plane ride, and it's been okay. That was the worst plane ride I've ever been on.
Agreed.
Not because the plane did anything crazy.
It was hot.
It was hot. It was hot and stagnant on the plane.
Did they not have a fucking air conditioner on the plane?
No, it didn't feel like it, man.
No, and we were sitting in the, you know, because it's a big plane, you know, the overseas one, so you got the left side, right side, and then you got the middle rows, too, yeah. Right? They don't have those little twisty things for the air. At all. And so
kind of fucking
the only way you were getting any air is if you were sitting in the aisle and it felt like somebody's going,
don't fly budget and screw Lufthansa.
Yeah. I don't even know how to spell that,
so I think we're good.
It was awful because it was the just exact right temperature where everybody's just kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
Like,
irritable.
For 10 hours, just, and you go to sleep and you wake up, sweat.
Yeah, I think I got maybe an hour of sleep.
Are you feeling okay? Well, here's some hot food.
The way back, however, thanks to the Dirty River Boys, was I slept a lot more soundly.
Thank you, Dirty River Boys.
We love you guys.
Shout out to DRV. Y'all rock.
Yeah. Every day we play with them, too. We always have a blast. Those are good dudes.
How many shows have y'all played together by now, you think?
Probably about...
with them?
Yeah, five.
Six
or
Counting Ireland, like 14, six or seven.
Six.
That's what's up.
Rustic Tap, San Angelo.
San Salvador,
you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe five.
That's what I said.
Word.
Next time they're in town, I'm going to try to get them on the podcast. But, dude, I've been doing so much back and forth and all over the place. It's hard to be like, set something up ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know.
You go with the quaint flow.
That's the best way to do it, man. It really is. It's just to do you and be happy.
Doing quaint things.
Know what it is already. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and break this in as everybody's been asking me, like I know something, because I don't know jack shit.
About 9.5 inches.
Well, good to know. What's the girth?
4.
About,
I thought we were talking girth.
About a solid 2 palms.
Jesus. But, so, the real country deal. Now that it's out of the bag, man, what was that like? Like, just that whole filming process, that whole playing process? Ouch. It takes a little salt in the air.
Yeah, man, things got salty. No, they didn't let John go because it was like, we don't do bands, we do groups. They're like, he doesn't sing, he can't come. A day before we fly out, they're like, hey, so your drummer can come, but he can't play drums. And, you know, he couldn't leave his job to come out there and sit on a Cajon.
Here was like, the proposal. Hey, well, since you didn't go through the background check, you know, we can't have you as a material participant in the competition, nor can we. And I'm not bagging on them because they were all super nice people, even in the emails that I saw. But they're like, didn't go through the sound or the background. And so we can't videotape you because of all this. Because, you know,
they said they could videotape you.
No, they didn't. They said I wouldn't be a material participant.
Oh,
I wouldn't be prominently featured. Essentially, I would just be a dude in a black shirt standing or sitting on a wooden box. Most people in America are not going to know what the hell I'm doing. So they're going to think I'm the trouble child that's just slapping this piece of wood he found and like, what is this guy? What's he doing?
So,
but as you know, I'm still adulting.
Right.
I had transitioned into a new position at work, so it was pretty imperative that I was there. Yes.
Well, nice.
I was there doing things. They were there doing things. And when we get famous, well, I still get famous, too. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So, but what was, like, the filming process like? I've been to one of those big shows like that. Like, back when Miranda Lambert was on Nashville Star, and, like, Jewel and Cowboy Troy were, like, hosting. I took a trip to Nashville. I was a kid. I was, like, 16. And I went and sat through one of those, like, filming events like that. But I was... back in a fucking nosebleed way back there, but to be on the like the playing and the production end, like, that had to have been intense.
This one was a little different, I feel like, than a lot of the other current shows of the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact that everybody on this show has a career, been doing it 10 years or
right. You
know, they all know what they're doing. They all are published songwriters, and that was cool to us. And that the way they designed and presented the set. Wasn't this crazy elaborate thing. It was like a stage, like a venue stage with like a theater, playing a theater show with wings.
And it was in a stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. And they built it so well you would forget that you're in a stadium until you look up like, oh shit, that's a dome. Like,
yeah. Geez. They built the entire set in the middle of a Coliseum.
It was the municipal?
The municipal in Nashville. And so leading up to it, we had about 2 weeks of different, be it wardrobe looks or rehearsals or, you know, just different elements that would all come together in the final taping. And then the episodes we taped in like a one day like 6 or 7 hour block.
Okay.
It was a very interesting experience. It was really cool though. Like everybody involved was like the best at their jobs. Like
can't say enough about that.
Our vocal coach, Trelawney Rose, she's the one that does all the people on The Voice. She had to leave halfway through the thing so that she could go on the road real quick with Maroon 5 and do some stuff with Adam Levine, then come back and finish up with us.
Sweet. MBD.
All the makeup and hair ladies were, I mean, they do all the people you see on TV. And by the way, we got real used to the hair and makeup and getting pampered and like having them just like put the stuff on your face.
And yeah. Probably the tailor, by the way.
The hair and makeup was almost negligible.
I
could get used to that.
It was great.
I love it.
It didn't take much because, I mean, we didn't really, you know.
We wore all our own clothes too.
Yeah, I was about to say, looking at it, there really is not a whole lot of.
They didn't change.
The wardrobe guy, he's the one that does.
He does Maren Morris and Taylor Swift. He's their personal stylist. Joseph Castle.
He's the guy. And he loved us and we loved him. He was cooler.
Well, they told us after the fact, they said, because like they did wardrobe on the first, like, first day we were there.
Yeah.
And we come in and we were second to last. And he was like, they told us after the fact, Pierce was like, oh, he was stressing. He was like, I don't know how to dress a band like Copper Chief. We showed up. He said, just bring your suitcase. We opened our suitcase and said, oh, perfect. You guys are great. Don't worry about it.
He goes, if anything, I want to take something from each of y'all and make it my own. Y'all are perfect. Don't change a thing.
The crew was awesome. The cast crew was great. The crew was great.
The band was amazing. It was run by band leader John Bollinger, who, if you're a guitar player and you're listening to this, you probably know who that is. He's the guy from Premier Guitar and many other things. If you've got on YouTube and watched videos on different tones, pedals, guitars, amps, how-tos, and all that stuff, he's the guy. And everything that you've seen in his videos, he's exactly that cool. You really just want to sit down and smoke a joint and eat pizza with this guy.
And then Sarah Tomek, the drummer, she plays in Steven Tyler's band. And she was awesome too.
She was killer. Cousin Eddie over there on the pedal steel and banjo and all that stuff.
And then Natalie on the fiddle and guitar.
Yeah, the backup singers. Like, everybody was
top notch.
And then, not to mention, come on, Travis Tritt, Shania Twain, Jay Gowen. That was pretty cool.
I would have liked to hang out with Travis Tritt more, but the time we did get to spend with him, I was like, we would do well on tour with you, Travis. Like,
I want to hang out with Travis Tritt on a John boat. Fishing. I want to hang out with Jake Owen.
I want to hang out with him on his yacht.
No. I want to hang out with Travis Tritt on a John boat fishing. I want to hang out with Jake Owen on a speedboat partying like it's like 94 or something. And then I want to hang out with Shania Twain every day for the rest of my life as my wife in our country estate.
You're on the ass end of a long list, pal. Yeah.
We got snakeskin boots and hats out of it. I got a sweet blue crushed velvet jacket.
Good for you.
Yeah, I got a pair of boots.
They didn't hold up.
We got a PRS guitar sponsorship. We got a
Rio Justin did.
Booking agency, APA out of Nashville.
Yeah, we signed with APA after our first taping, actually.
Yeah. They came up to us and were like, hey.
Yeah, Steve Lasseter.
Mouths all a-frothed.
Yeah, Steve Lasseter. He's the senior vice president and like the operating partner of the Nashville office.
Okay.
He's like, here's my card. Let's talk. And so we had our manager, Trey, from Riff Music Group, fly back out there, and he sat down at the table, and they're like, we thought it was like a meet and greet.
Yeah.
He sat down with them, and they said, hey, Copper Chief ready to sign on. We want to start booking them. We want to make them APA artists.
So that was
like just the best thing that came out of it for us was getting solid international booking behind us.
Well, congratulations, dude.
Now we're going to travel the country. We're going to have shows with Travis Tritt, with Charlie Daniels, with Marshall Tucker Band, with your mom.
Just keep your ears peeled for that.
Well, for sure. Going to keep my ears to the grindstone.
Keep my ears open and my eyes peeled.
No, we're messing all these statements up. Like, all these anachronisms we just totally blew.
Keep
your ear to the ground. Keep your eyes peeled. There. That's what we all meant to say.
It's a horse of a different kettle of fish.
It's all water under the fringe, bro.
Yeah, water under the dam.
Water under the fringe.
But, when that happened, of course, you know, I saw Porter Union was going to be on there, Brie was going to be on there, which I'm, you know, as a Texas music guy, it's like, that's cool to see.
It didn't hurt.
And then it was like
buddies.
Copper Chief, and it's like, I was about to ask, what was it like having people you knew on the crew part of y'all's cast?
People kind of clicked off into their groups.
Yeah, I don't want to say we mean girls to everybody, but we kind of, you can't sit with us. Like, we We had our fun with our Texas friends.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure the Texas guys all hung out. Right?
We did. We also hung out a lot with our buddy Micah from
Micah Woods from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah,
interesting.
He could sing better than anybody on that show. Like I guarantee. Like so, the dude went to Juilliard.
Yeah, and he's a vocal phenom.
Like he can sit there and have the most beautiful voice in the world and sing that way for like 5 hours because he's so trained doing it and does that like for a living. And that's actually how he got on the show. Shania Twain saw him in a hotel lobby and said, "Hey, you want to be on the show? Will they start filming in 2 weeks?" He goes, "Okay."
Got to hang with Bree Bagwell and Scott Brown.
Our girl.
Mm-hmm.
From Scooter Brown Band.
Hey, you think she's going to accept my friend request soon?
She's way over the limit.
She hates me so much.
We had unofficial meetings at the hotel bar about every night, sometime between 9 and 10.
Nice.
Everybody would strategically need a cigarette at the same time. I don't know how it kept happening.
Oh, hey, guys. What's
up? Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Glass of wine? Sure. Sure. Yeah. Just a little nightcap.
Yeah. Always.
We did a little time at the Red Door. Got to experience a little Nashville nightlife.
You got to check out all the cool tourist spots, Tootsie's, shit like that.
Cookout, you know?
We hit all the cookout. Holy shit.
Fast food.
Hey, if you...
fast food heaven or hell.
I hate giving away, like, million-dollar ideas, but if anybody wants to make $1 million, invest in a cookout franchise and put it right in the middle of any major town in Texas, you'll make your money back. Because that shit is cheap.
In 4 weeks.
But
who has a side of corn dog?
Yeah, right. A side of corn dog. So a side of quesadillas.
You get a hamburger with a hamburger for a side.
A side of fried
beautiful.
Chicken.
Beautiful. Why are we not funding this?
That's what I said.
It was awesome though. We did all the touristy shit that you could do in Nashville. But then we also like ventured off and tried to find our own niche, I guess you could say. Me and Justin discovered scooters. Mm-hmm. Pretty hardcore while we were there.
Scooters, yeah, coming to Nashville just overnight.
We just woke up and they were there.
Walking
like
back from the Jason's Deli feeling all fat, and we decided to try it out. Loved it.
Hell yeah. Well, so do you guys work on anything new, in the wake of all this? Are y'all looking to get back into the studio pretty soon?
We've been discussing that.
Just cut all the 3 songs that we did on the show, so right. Those are all over.
Those are all on Spotify everywhere. I've been jamming those. And y'all make sure to go check out the self-titled album so I don't have to do it at the end of the fucking episode. Pay attention now.
CopperChiefMusic.com. You can find all the other goodies, too.
All over fucking social medias. And check out Riff Music Group. There's some awesome artists that are inside with them, too.
We're in good company.
You all are there. So,
hopefully going to be in the studio sometime this summer.
We're thinking late summer, maybe early fall. We're going to try and get in there and put out another masterpiece.
Hell yeah. Have you guys been thinking about where?
Melody Mountain Studio. We got to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah.
Fucking A.
If it ain't broke, don't do something that doesn't.
It don't need baling wire.
Don't need baling wire. Yeah. If it ain't broke, it don't need duct tape.
We can't say enough about
it. Like a screen door on a submarine.
We just love working with Josh Serrato and Ben Hussey out there.
Well,
they get it. They get us.
We speak the same language.
That's what's up.
We speak the same language. And
we speak in grunts and Keystone Light.
Yeah, and we speak in bull nettle.
I was going to say, bull nettle knees.
Yeah. Dude, bull nettle are the pitchers at the P. But 50 Cent Well Night at Twisted J fucked. But dude, that's one reason I had to leave there. My liver was like, bro, we need to change area codes. Quickly. But, no, thank you guys so much for doing this. I know that you guys are hungry. You got to get some food before the show. Before we go anywhere, shout out to y'all's sponsors. This is where y'all get a chance. Shit y'all are doing. Shit that, hi moms. This is that fucking portion.
Yeah, man. So Sledge Pad Innovations for the drums. 7 custom drums and Soul Tone cymbals. Thanks, guys. Y'all keep it nice.
PRS Guitars, Pro Analog Devices, Hungry Wolf Beer Company, fucking Hooey.
My jam. Fucking Hooey.
We're in the works of something really special with Hooey, so
Hooey flew
keep an eye out for that too.
Our barber, Speakeasy Tabitha.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
and most importantly, all of y'all who keep the gas in the tank and the tickets selling at the shows.
Mm-hmm. Fucking A. Hail to the Chief, boys.
All right.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. This has been another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things Podcast. Hug your mom, pet your dog, don't be an asshole. We'll catch y'all next week.